There is a word that has been lost. In fact, we hardly mention it anymore. And when we mention it, we always imagine a child. That word is innocence. An innocence that has been lost because of everything that is happening today in society. We call the bad good, and we call the good bad. And the most tremendous thing of all is that we cannot blame what's happening on the streets, in the schools, but rather stop looking for those responsible. And the main reason for that innocence that has been lost in men is man himself. We are so full of awareness, sounds, arguments, and more things that lead us to an awakening, but to a morbid, malicious awakening that generates violence, that generates sadness, and generates pain. That makes us lose trust, makes us lose trust in God. And why trust in God? Because if we do not love our fellow men whom we see, how can we love God whom we don't see? Nowadays, a person who handles innocence compared to that of a child is told that he is a brute person. They mock, we mock. The Bible gives advice and says, be children in terms of malice, but mature in terms of thinking. How much innocence have we lost? That even in childhood, it was stolen from us. Every time we open our eyes, we watch the media, we watch television, or we listen to the radio. We always seeing images that corrupt. We are always hearing words that damage the heart. And therefore, we ask ourselves why we have certain attitudes, why we react in this way, because we have little patience, because we criticize the media, and we say because it is always bad news, because one person simply does not have patience with another, because it's easy to rise up against one another and take their life. We do not have temperance. We do not have kindness. On the contrary, we always leave the house prepared and ready to argue and fight with one another who crosses up against us. And it's because of the amount of garbage that we have in our mind and in our heart. And we still continue to say that all things are good. You see a television commercial to sell a screw. They place you with a woman, half naked, to be able to sell you something. It refers to sex in order to attract you, to get your attention, and more things that the media fills your mind with pornography, with the sexual debauchery, which ends with the body, which ends with the temple, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Lord. If we put on the radio and all we hear are rotacious words, languages that according to where we are, we say, that is culture. And thus we speak in this way, we hear words that hurt, selfish words, words of gossip that damage the testimony of others, not to mention those vulgar words that all they do is rise the imagination. We listen to music that the only thing it does is to degrade women, use women like dirty rags. You know what the worst thing is? Seeing women, how they love that music, and they sing it to themselves and enjoy it, in quotes. We call bad good, and good, we call it bad. And if you speak against this, then you are different, you are weird. But you know, I don't care. If you want to call me weird or different, hallelujah. Wherever you want to call me, what I do know is that there are principles. And when I keep those principles, I have all the support of God, all the support of the heaven. Sometimes I do not know how we raise our eyes to heaven and we criticize God because he does not answer, because he does not do this, because he does not do the other. And we do not realize that lifestyle we lead, a life full of arrogance, pride. We degrade others. We think that by giving alms, we are well, and we lift our chest and we feel good. When we are lying, we are abusing others. When we are really killing life of another person. When we are really speaking evil of our neighbor, will it be that today we can stop and really realize that we have lost that innocence, that we have lost that possibility, and that we need God to heal our hearts? Will it be that in this point we can stop and ask ourselves what we are listening to, what we are seeing, and what we are being permissive? Because every word that is planted in our hearts is a bit of innocence that is stolen from us. And because I am talking about innocence, because it is important to God, that in Luke chapter 18, verse 16 and 17 says, "So Jesus called the children and said to his disciples, 'Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, because the kingdom of God is for those who are like them.' I assure you that the person who does not trust in God as a child does, he will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. If we are not like the children, and I am not talking about immaturity, I am not talking about doing things like children do, I'm talking about innocence. I'm talking about malice. I'm talking about a pure heart. I'm talking about trusting things that we have lost through life because of the hard blows that perhaps we have received. It cannot be an excuse to allow and not to filter, to allow external things to affect our heart, because at the end of the day, God has given you a free will. And you have a free thought and a freedom to decide what you want to listen to, what you want to, or what you don't want to listen to. What you see and what you don't see. You let yourself be impacted by this world. Or you can save art and make a difference. Let me tell you that I prefer that God has a good concept of me, that men have it. And it's important to take up that innocence for children. Suddenly you will say, "Well, you do not know, Pastor, what I have gone through. Perhaps you have had to live a certain violation. Perhaps you were mistreated. Perhaps life was unfair and it was hard. You did not have a childhood that you could not enjoy. But you know, while there is life, there is hope. And it's never too late. God has all the power to heal your heart, give you back that innocence, and that you believe again. Believe again. Believe again like a child. Every time I see my children, they only take care and enjoy life. When they need something, they only ask. And they ask openly. They ask without fear, not with fear. They do not measure if we can really give or not. They simply ask because they know that their parents will be able to give them what they are asking. When you go out with them, we have to take care of them, because the children do not measure the danger margin around them. But you know why they come out calm? Because they trust their parents. They will hug them. And they will not allow anything around them to touch them. Another characteristic that I see in them is that at some point, they fight over a toy. And they cannot share it. 5 or 10 minutes do not pass when they are enjoying themselves again. And I start to compare this and say, at what point did we lose our innocence after 5 minutes to play together again? And it is sad to see today brothers, friends, family, due to an argument or something in which they did not agree, has spent years without speaking again. when we lose that innocence, when we allow love, the true love of God, when we allow it to be corrupt and seeking money, fame, the glory, and quotes that the world offers, which is simply a void, which is becoming increasingly greater. That's why Jesus said, there is no other way than to enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to be born again. You have to be like children. Don't start thinking as Nicodemus suddenly thought. Sometime when Jesus told him, do not be surprised because I tell you that it is necessary to be born again. Nicodemus thought like a person being old. He can re-enter his mother's womb. I am not talking about something physically or biologically. I am speaking of something spiritually. This body just does what is in the soul, what is in the spirit. Everything that man does is a consequence of what is in his heart. And when I talk to you about being like children and being born again, I talk about a start. I'm talking about being forgiven. I'm talking about true repentance. I'm talking about true starting over from scratch again. And that can only be done by the Lord. Only God can do it. As long as you try to live as this society indicates, as long as you try to live as this world tells you, more and more we are going to sink into deeper despair, restlessness, lack of confidence. You have never asked yourself, because every time you pray, the more, the less you trust, because we are full of so much vain information. We have lost the innocence of a child who can run openly into the arms of his father and knows that he will be safe. And to know that this, if he asks, he will receive. He knows that it's fine. What if we pray today and ask the Lord to help us and to restore in us that innocence? What a blessing. When we have a healthy heart, a heart in which there is no bitterness, there is no pain, there is no lack of forgiveness, there is no sadness, there is no selfishness, there is no pride, a heart that is trusting in the Heavenly Father, who is confident in God, and who knows that even though life is difficult, you have a Father who keeps you. And if at any moment you fall, you have a Father who will lift you up. A heart that can see others with God's eyes. As I say, see people not in pain, but give them the benefit of the doubt. And always think that they have something and that we can be the solution so that something is taken away. Can you understand me today? I believe that while there is life, there is hope. And that it can be done. And it's the time to start. You just have to take the first step. Father, thank you for your words and for what you teach us today. My only prayer in these moments is that we can recover that innocence of a child. You said it, Lord. We cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but we are like children. Sometimes we believe that we are so mature, Father, we have forgotten the things that are most important. Forgive us, because we have strayed. We no longer love as you love. We no longer see life as you see it. But today, Lord, we return to you. Forgive us and restore that innocence, an innocence that was stolen from us. We want to trust again, like a baby, like a child who knows that his Father is always there for him. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time.